Good morning, I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Monday, June 12th. Currently with fog and mist conditions, it is 54 degrees. The humidity is 88%. The wind speed is calm. The barometric pressure is 30.12 and the dew point is 50 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A Hutchinson man is identified as the victim of a drowning at a Kansas lake.
The body of 47-year-old Brandon Paul Curiel was recovered from the water of Canopolis Lake in Ellsworth County on Sunday. First responders were called to the lake on Saturday after getting the report of a kayaker that had gone under and could not be found. After searching until dark Saturday, emergency crews returned first thing Sunday morning and were able to recover Curiel's body. I'm Jared Cirillo.
There's a new man in charge of the 22nd Air Refueling Wing at McConnell Air Force Base. After serving two successful years as a commander at McConnell, Colonel Nate Vogel relinquished command of the Air Force Base to incoming Colonel Corey Damon in a change of command ceremony. Colonel Vogel has been promoted to a position within the Pentagon and left for Washington, D.C. immediately following Friday's ceremony, so Colonel Corey Damon takes over immediately at McConnell Air Force Base. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Are you in the market for a new compact utility tractor, but worried about the cost? For a limited time, Prairie Land Partners is offering 0% interest for 72 months on select John Deere compact utility tractors. That's right, you can buy the tractor you need right now without worrying about high interest rates and take advantage of low monthly payments. Don't wait. Stop by or visit PrairieLandPartners.com. Offer ends June 30, 2023. Some restrictions apply. See PLP for details.
Prairie Land Partners.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought...
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Governor Kelly announced on Friday that she has appointed Eric Smith, currently the Assistant Administrator and Chief of the Inspection Division within the U.S. Department of Justice Drug Enforcement Administration, or DEA, to lead the Kansas Highway Patrol as its superintendent. And this appointment is the result of a national search that was conducted upon the announcement of Superintendent Colonel Herman Jones's retirement. Friday was Colonel Jones's last day in his role. Smith will begin as acting superintendent on July 7th before being advanced for confirmation by the Kansas Senate. And until July 7th, Kansas Highway Patrol Assistant Superintendent Lieutenant Colonel Jason DeVore will serve as acting superintendent. DeVore said he was proud of the vital work and public safety mission the Kansas Highway Patrol carries out every day across the state, and he looks forward to continuing that service to the Kansas Highway Patrol and Kansas as the acting superintendent. A total of 21 members of the Northwest District were awarded their state FFA degree during the 95th Kansas Future Farmers of America Convention held May 31st to June 2nd on the Kansas State University campus in Manhattan. And the state degree is the highest honor the Kansas FFA Association can bestow upon its members. In order to achieve this award, members must meet requirements that include to have received their chapter FFA degree, been an FFA member and agricultural education student for at least 2 years, earned at least $2,000, or worked 600 hours in their supervised agricultural experience program, given a six-minute speech about agriculture or FFA, participated in 8 different leadership activities, received a C average or better in high school, and showed a record of outstanding leadership and community involvement. The members who met these qualifications and their respective FFA chapters from the Northwest District include from Hill City, Gracie Phillips and Ella Hart, from Hoxie, Drew Bretz, from Lakeside, Ross Hudson, from Northern Valley, Austin Cox and Kai Cox, from Phillipsburg, Austin Deerking and Leighton Johnson, and from Norton, Mackenzie Clydesdale, Wade David, Ellie Katz, and Janessa Ann Reuter. each state degree recipient receives a state degree charm, which is a symbol of the member's growth and development, and is sponsored by Kansas Electric Cooperatives. According to the Kansas Department of Transportation, a project to improve a portion of U.S. 36 in Norton is expected to start today, Monday, June 12th, weather permitting. The work will include a full-depth pavement reconstruction starting just east of the U.S. 283 junction and ending at the East City limits. A new curb, gutter, and sidewalks will also be installed. During construction, westbound traffic will be restricted to one lane through the work zone, and eastbound traffic will be detoured via U.S. 283, Main Street, and Eagles Road. And a 12-foot vehicle width restriction will also be in effect. The project is scheduled to be completed in October, conditions permitting. For more information, you can contact the Norton City Administrator, James Maru, at 785-877-5000, or the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager, Dan Moore, at 785-302-6200. The summer months are upon us, and with the warmer weather comes mosquitoes, the source of potential health risks for people and pets. And with consistent summer heat and humidity ramping up in the weeks ahead, veterinarians are advising pet owners, especially dog owners, to be thinking about preventative measures for heartworm disease. Veterinarians take heartworm pretty seriously and have seen dogs get very sick from it, so they recommend prevention every month of the year, whether it's a warm season or cold, as they report seeing an uptick in heartworm-positive pets, along with a downturn in owners using preventatives. Preventative measures, critical to protecting pets from heartworm, can either come in an oral chew or an injection that can provide protection for 6 months to a year. Veterinarians report that heartworms are literally worms in the heart. They're actually in the vascular, and though they can treat them, the treatment and the heartworms can cause fatalities. It's also suggested that pet owners that might not have funds for preventative measures to get pet insurance, which veterinarians say has helped many of their clients. And any pet owner with questions about the dangers of heartworm disease are advised to contact their vet. Developmental Services of Northwest Kansas has announced that they have received a $500 grant award from the Hayes Lions Club for the vision needs of the people they serve who have developmental disabilities. The grant will go to support DSNWK's Consumer Medical Fund, and this fund assists individuals with the cost of medical items and care that are not covered by Medicaid, and this includes items such as eyeglasses and other vision needs. DSNWK wants to thank the Hayes Lions Club for their continuous support of people with developmental disabilities. DSNWK is a 501c3 nonprofit serving individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities in 18 Northwest Kansas counties since 1967. In Nebraska news, the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission approved staff recommendations for a 2024 mountain lion hunting season at its June 9th meeting in Alma. For the first time, a mountain lion harvest season will take place outside the Pine Ridge as the Niobrara unit is created, encompassing parts of Brown, Cherry, Keapaha, Rock, and Sheridan counties. The objective for the Niobrara unit is to provide a harvest opportunity for mountain lions that allows the population to remain resilient and healthy while slowing growth of the population. Mountain lions in Nebraska are part of the larger western population that includes Colorado, South Dakota, and Wyoming, and are not isolated. Mountain lion presence has been documented in the Niobrara River Valley for north central Nebraska since 2001. There has been a resident reproducing population there since 2013, and information gathered through research suggests a population that is growing and will be resilient to harvest. Information and permit purchases are available on the Nebraska Game and Parks website at outdoornebraska.gov. State officials reported that the first West Nile virus case of 2023 has been found in eastern Nebraska. The Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services said the virus was reported in the Three Rivers Public Health District, which covers Saunders, Dodge, and Washington counties. The person who tested positive for the virus was not hospitalized, according to the press release. Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services said there are several ways to reduce the risk of contracting the West Nile virus, and they include to use a repellent that contains DEET, Picardian, lemon eucalyptus, or IR3535. Wearing long-sleeve shirts, long pants, shoes, and socks when outside. taking extra precautions when going outdoors at dawn and dusk when mosquitoes are most active. Draining standing water around your home, as standing water and warmth breed mosquitoes. Irrigate lawns and gardens carefully to prevent water from standing for several days. Empty and change the water in bird baths, fountains, wading pools, rain barrels, and potted trays at least once a week, if not more often. And make sure your window and door screens are bug tight and repair or replace torn screens. More information can be found on the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services website. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on Wednesday, June 7th, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding, and the council members present were Andrew Black, Dennis Gilhausen, Robert Bowman, Ron Briery, Dean Little, and Gerald Jones, along with others to present business or observe. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dennis Gilhausen to approve the May 17, 2023 City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried. There were six building permits presented for approval. David Davis of Boxler Insurance Agency presented and delivered the 2022-2023 dividend check payable from EMC Insurance Company for the city's share from the KMU Safety Group Program. Visitors Lydia Duncue and Shannon Oswald expressed to the council their grievances on the parking situation and nuisance property located in their neighborhood, and Police Chief Jay Sharp introduced new part-time police officer Carson Garceau. Warren Francis discussed with the council the condition and progress that has been made to the property at 708 West North. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dean Little to have the city attorney prepare the resolution ordering abatement of the conditions at 708 West North. The vote was taken and the motion carried. City Attorney Abigail Horn presented a resolution abating the environmental conditions at 209 West North Street. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Robert Bowman to adopt a resolution 13-2023. Which is a resolution authorizing the abatement of conditions under the Environmental Code as to the property within the city of Norton, Kansas. The vote was taken and the motion carried. City Administrator James Maru presented applications for curb and sidewalk replacement. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to approve the application for curb and sidewalk replacement at 336 West Lincoln, and the motion carried. And a motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to approve the application for curb and sidewalk replacement at 605 West Washington. And the motion carried. Gerald Jones scheduled a public safety committee meeting for 4 p.m. on June 19th. Andrew Black reported the utility committee met and reviewed an application for water services outside of the city limits and an application for sewer services outside the city limits. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Gerald Jones to approve the water service agreement and consent to annexation with Gail and Sharon Schultz. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Gerald Jones to approve the sewer service agreement and consent to annexation with Gerald and Sharon Cummings. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-1 with Robert Bowman voting no. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to waive the second formal reading of Charter Ordinance 22, which is a charter ordinance amending Section 2 of Chapter Ordinance 7 relating to exempting the city of Norton, Kansas from the provisions of KSA 12-1693 relating to the provisions of the establishment and levy of a transient guest tax and providing substitute and additional provisions on the same subject. The motion carried. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to waive the second formal reading of Charter Ordinance 23, which is a charter ordinance amending Section 5 of Charter Ordinance 10, relating to the provisions of the Convention and Tourism Committee of the Transient Guest Tax Act of the City of Norton, Kansas, and the motion carried. Ron Briery scheduled a Public Works Committee meeting for 3 p.m. on June 12th. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Ron Briery to accept the audit services agreement with Mapes & Miller, LLP, for 5 years from December 31, 2023 through December 31, 2027, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Robert Bowman and seconded by Dean Little to adopt Resolution 12-2023, which is a resolution fixing the time and place and providing for notice of a hearing before the Governing Board of the City of Norton, Kansas, at which the Governing Board will be considering a lease on park property with Norton Mini Speedway, Incorporated. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-1 with Ron Briery voting no. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Gerald Jones to waive the formal reading of Ordinance 1762, an ordinance granting to Midwest Energy Incorporated, a Kansas corporation, its successors and assigns, a natural gas franchise, prescribing the terms and relating thereto, and repealing all ordinances or parts of ordinance inconsistent with or in conflict with the terms. The motion carried. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Robert Bowman to approve appropriating Ordinance 11 as a whole, and the motion carried. And the council then adjourned at 6:56 p.m. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there is a slight chance of showers before 9 a.m. and then a slight chance of showers after 4 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with the high near 76 and an east wind around 5 miles per hour, and our chance of precipitation today is 20%. For tonight, there's a slight chance of showers and then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 8 p.m. Should be mostly cloudy with a low around 53 and a southeast wind around 5 miles per hour becoming south after midnight. The chance of precipitation tonight is 30%. On Tuesday, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly between 2 p.m. and 3 p.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 78. And on Tuesday night, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m. should be mostly clear with a low around 52. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we don't want a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Wednesday it should be sunny with a high near 87. On Thursday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m., otherwise sunny with a high near 90. On Friday, there is a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 a.m., and then a slight chance of showers between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m., and then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. Should be mostly sunny Friday with a high near 86. On Saturday, should be sunny with a high near 90, and on Sunday, sunny with a high near 94. Currently, with fair skies, it is 55 degrees. The humidity is 82%. The wind speed is east at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.13, and the dew point is 50 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
Are you living with pain and discomfort in your feet, legs, thighs, or butt? It may be a sign of a serious health problem called peripheral artery disease, or PAD. The most common symptoms of PAD are burning, aching, numbness, or discomfort in your leg or hip muscles while walking. A higher quality of life is possible. If you have any kind of recurrent leg pain, talk with your doctor. Describe when it happens and how it feels. Go to heart.org/PAD to learn more.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Make the most of your summer with a certificate from United Northwest Federal Credit Union, June 1st through
through the 30th, earn 5.2% APY on a 9-month certificate while you soak up the sun. Lock in this great rate today and start earning more from your savings. New deposits with a minimum of $5,000 are required to earn the stated APY. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, everything we do for you. Equal housing lender, NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor. The Kansas City Royals dropped their sixth game in a row as they fell to the Baltimore Orioles 11-3 on Sunday afternoon at Camden Yards. The loss wrapped up a series sweep for the Orioles, in which they outscored the Royals 20-6. Royals pitching struggled mightily over the last two defeats as they allowed 17 combined runs to the Orioles, including three home runs. Starter Daniel Lynch had the only quality outing for the club in the series against Baltimore as he allowed three runs in six innings in a loss on Friday night. For the Royals, the loss overall concluded a six-game road trip facing Miami and Baltimore. The Royals were winless on the trip and outscored 41-14 in the six losses overall. The club will now head back home to begin a six-game homestand. The homestand begins with a three-game series against the Cincinnati Reds starting tonight. The Royals will send Zach Greinke to the mound to face former Royal Luke Weaver in the series opener. First pitch is scheduled for 7:10 p.m. from Kauffman Stadium. Kansas Information Network News Sports, I am Fulton Castor.
This Father's Day, find the perfect gift for the dad who loves the perfect yard. From steel chainsaws and blowers to trimmers and edgers, you'll find gas-powered tools that dad is sure to love. Visit your local steel dealer and save $30 on the FS56 RCE trimmer. Real steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. Offer valid for a limited time at participating dealers while supplies last.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So, turns out, women are pretty good with money after all. And now, I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, brought to you by AARP.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
Well, good morning. We have a low-pressure system over the western part of the country and also in the Great Lakes. A weak frontal zone extended from southeastern New Mexico into northern Louisiana. And at the same time, we have high pressure at the surface moving into Kansas, with temperatures running cooler than average for this time of the morning. Warm, moist air was lifting into western Kansas. That's where we had some showers and a few thunderstorms ongoing overnight. We'll see that spread a little bit further to the east later on today in the central part of the state, with several disturbances arriving Tuesday and Wednesday and additional chances of storms. A flood watch in northwestern Kansas with a high today 65, partly cloudy 78 in north-central Kansas, sunny and dry in northeastern Kansas with a high in the mid-70s. Scattered storms early in southwestern Kansas with a high in the upper 60s. Mostly sunny, upper 70s today in the south-central part of the state. And as we head into southeastern Kansas, partly sunny and dry with a high 75, upper 50s likely tonight. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
As we look at the early calls today, first off on the livestock side, we continue to see asking prices that will be steady to higher. with such a discount as far as the livestock market to the cash trade, which is as high as 186 in Kansas, up to 300 on the dress market in Nebraska. Hog and beef cutout values continue stronger as well. Now, the interesting side on the grains, corn was the strong market in the overnight trade, up 11 to 12 cents. Soybeans up 2 to 7. Wheat down about a penny, though. Lack of rain in the Midwest, the key, and the rain in the next 10 days, very questionable. And what we're going to be seeing as far as